Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
So the other day, I was coming home on my usual train commute from Toronto, and two cyclists got on. One of them was a man, and the other was a woman. They weren't together, they just happened to be, you know, on the same train, both with their cycles. And as I sat down in my chair, the male cyclist noticed that the female one was looking a little agitated. And he asked her if everything was okay. And she looked kind of taken aback that someone had, you know, asked her about her current state, I guess. But then she replied that, thanks for asking. But she was late for a meeting with a friend, and she was just trying to let her know that she'd be there soon. And the guy replied, well, that sucks, but you're late for a good reason. And again, the female cyclist, she kind of looked at the guy and then asked, how come? And the reply from the cyclist, the male cyclist, kind of stuck with me. And I'm going to be paraphrasing here. I don't recall the exact conversation word for word, but basically his message was, well, you never know. You might be late and your friend might leave, but you might meet the love of your life, or at the very least, you know, someone who'll become an important part of your life because your friend isn't there, but a new person is. And the female cyclist, she paused and then smiled and thanked the guy, you know, for that comment, for that train of thought. And so the train started up anyway, and, you know, pulled at the station, and away we all went, me towards home and my family and the two cyclists, wherever they were going. And who knows, for one, perhaps the start of a huge new chapter in her life. And as the train bobbed and weaved along the track, I couldn't help but think of what the cyclist has said, and specifically the part where he said, maybe you're late for a good reason. Because that's, if you think about it, that's like such a counterpoint to our usual stance on being late, that normally if we're late, it's a bad thing, and sometimes a very bad thing. And I mean, okay, being late can be bad if you're going for a job interview, for example, the birth of your child, paying the rent. You know, these can be bad things, obviously, but it can also be a very good thing, and something that young cyclist saw and clearly lived by. And you know what? It's true. If I think of the times that I've been late for something, it's resulted in some of the best parts of my life. In my mid-20s, I was late getting out of a meeting, so my evening that I planned didn't pan out. Instead, I went to grab a quick beer at the local pub and ended up meeting someone that would play a major part of my life. In my early 30s, I was late for a train to travel from Scotland to England. As it turned out, I missed the train, and the train ended up derailing and injuring over 30 passengers. Thankfully, nothing serious, but it just goes to show. And you know, that same decade, but in my late 30s, I was late for a night out, so decided to stay in and jump on a band's message board to write about some Scottish punk music. My future wife read it, and the rest is history, and this is why I'm now in Canada. And when Salem, my daughter, was born, she was my second child, I had to be out the country on business. I was over in, I think I was in Chicago, or I may have been in San Francisco. Anyway, I had to be out of the country. And so my wife actually delayed the birth. She should have had her daughter the week before, but she delayed the birth, and I made it home the day before the little girl came into the world. And they're all different examples of being late. They're all major points in my life, but, you know, I could have been late for them, or I was late. And it's examples where my life would have taken a very different turn and be far less rich than it is today had I been on time. And, you know, it's when I think of trying to tell folks that being late can be good, often I get a stare that says, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about, or a rebuttal or a shake of the head. And as I mentioned earlier, that's understandable. You know, there's some things that can be very bad if we're late for them. But too often, we let that cloud our better judgment. By being late when it comes to leaving the office, we're late for the family who are waiting patiently at home for us. By being late when it comes to telling someone how we feel, we're too late to stop them from being with someone else. By being late at making up with those we've drifted apart from, we're too late to let them know we forgive them or ask forgiveness before they're no longer around. And the truth is, we can decide what we're late for and what import we put on it instead of the other way around. Every one of us has a clock that we work by. We just need to choose the one we want to live our lives by. And even if that means being late, is that such a bad thing? Because, you know, as a young stranger on a train showed me, maybe being late is for a good reason.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.